Welcome back to another episode of the Swordfish Survival Podcast. This is your boy Swordfish. I thank you for your time and attention to the past episodes, and thank you for the kind comments that have been left. So let's go ahead and dive right into another episode. Let's continue the series of Let's Talk. And today we're going to talk about situational awareness a little more in depth and how you can be next level prepared in your situational awareness, both as an individual and as a family. So there's a concept called the Cooper's Colors of Situational Awareness I'd like to bring to your attention today. And there's four major categories of those I'd like to break down for you as it pertains to being out in a daily operation or as something that may or may not happen to you while you're out and about. And the first is Code White. And as you may get, the Code White is a very basic mindset. It's very oblivious to your surroundings. It's very, I don't know how to really describe it. It's very basic. You're oblivious to the situation that's around you. You may not know what's going on. You may have your head in the sand, or you may have your nose stuck in a cell phone. This happens all the time. I mean, you can be out and about and you walk into somebody almost because they're not paying attention or they're not making eye contact with you for the simple reason of greeting you, giving you a head nod as you walk down the street or walk in the mall or walking across the street on your way to your job or your car or for a recreational activity. They're completely fucking oblivious to the situations that are around them. And they are the most vulnerable in a situation where they may have their life or their property threatened. Code White is basically someone that is zoned out, whether they are zoned out walking down the street, like I said earlier, zoned out watching TV and not aware of something or someone that may want to break into their house or break into their car and steal something they have or may want to cause you harm. And if you're in a Code White situation, you need to wake up. You need to be ready. You need to take your head out of the sand. You need to get your head out of your ass and realize that there is evil in this world. And if you are not careful, that evil will catch you off guard. People are zoned out all the time, whether they're jogging, listening to music, or they're zoned out watching TV at home, or they have on headphones drowning out their surrounding noise. And that's completely okay. If you want to, you know, enjoy some music while you're busting the weights, or if you're mowing outside, but don't completely zone out. This happens while we're going down the road. This happens when we're walking. This happens when we're out and about with family. We're more focused on making sure that they are paying attention and our guard becomes let down. So don't be a Code White. Don't be the basic oblivious individual in this world that when something bad happens, it completely catches you off guard. Next, let's talk about Code Yellow. Code Yellow is where we need to remain each and every day. We wake up in Code Yellow. We go to our car in Code Yellow. We walk into the office in Code Yellow. Code Yellow is an element of self-awareness, awareness of your surroundings, awareness and the readiness about you to react if necessary. Code Yellow means you're abiding by your concealed carry, your local self-defense laws. You may not want to carry a firearm. Maybe you carry a pocket knife. Maybe you carry something else in your pocket that if the situation arises, you can protect yourself. You can protect those that are around you. Let's say you're out and about with family or friends or coworkers and a lunch opportunity arises and you're all filing in and you're looking for a seat. You're going to the bathroom to clean your hands up after a hard day's work. You just want to sit down to that nice meal and enjoy a good time of fellowship with friends or family. Code Yellow tells you to look for those exits. Code Yellow tells you to sit facing a major entry or exit point in that restaurant. Code Yellow tells you to be ready to react. So that determines where you sit in that restaurant. That determines how you approach the entry and exit points of a grocery store. Code Yellow has your head on a pivot. You're looking for irregular activities. You're looking for those that may be acting out of the status quo. Code Yellow tells you that there is evil out there and you need to be ready for it. But that doesn't mean that you act paranoid all the time. Code Yellow means you're still normal. Code Yellow means that you are aware of the potential for a threat and you have trained for that threat. So you are more ready than the average Joe. Code Yellow tells you when you go to bed, before you go to bed at night, Code Yellow tells you to lock your doors, to check your windows, to make sure your car is locked. Maybe you do a 360 around your house just for shits and giggles. Code Yellow tells you to go down to that basement and check that door before you go to bed. I'm not saying you have to do it every night, but every now and again, you check those windows, you check those doors, you check for irregularities. Code Yellow tells you that the threat is there and you're ready to react to that threat. Next is Code Orange. Code Orange means something has brought a heightened sense of awareness to your attention. Code Orange tells you something is out of the ordinary. Somebody or something is out of status quo. Something or someone is acting irregular compared to normal behavior patterns in a current situation. Maybe a coworker is wringing their hands for whatever reason. Maybe that coworker is walking back and forth, whereas in a normal situation, nothing bothers them. Nothing is causing them to do this, the out of the norm. But you notice it because you live in Code Yellow. You stay in a regular state of awareness. But you notice something is not normal about that individual. Maybe they brought a bag in that they've never brought in before. This could be a completely innocent conversation starting piece. But this could be a potential for a threat to you or your loved ones, or you and your coworkers, or you yourself as an individual. Code Orange is something that has been different compared to what you have been preparing for. Code Orange does not mean you're scared. Code Orange does not mean you're paranoid. Code Orange simply means that something has acted different, or you have picked up on something that is different compared to what you've seen in the past. Something irregular about someone's behavioral pattern or what they do every day that you've noticed for an indeterminate amount of time. And now you notice something different. Maybe you notice someone rapidly checking their phone or looking at the clock, whereas normally they really don't care. Maybe, like I said earlier, you see someone pacing back and forth, or maybe they're wringing their hands, or a otherwise normal, calm individual suddenly seems fidgety or unusually aggressive or real short about conversation and becomes very standoffish. Maybe they seem to be hiding something, whereas normally they're very extroverted and they're outgoing and they're very social, but something's different. Maybe that person's just having a bad day. But you, being the alert and self-aware individual that you are, you pick up on that. And maybe striking up that conversation could potentially cause you to avert a tragic accident or a tragic incident someone may have prepared because they're having a bad day. Maybe a simple smile can cause a situation to be completely diverted. But a Code Orange is a very heightened sense of awareness because something is different from what you have observed from living in Code Yellow. Code Orange means something could possibly happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen every day, because we cannot live in Code Orange all the time. Code Orange means you're on a pivot and you're constantly looking for something that could possibly happen, and it may never happen. And then you become numb to the situation, and then your self-awareness drops because of the status quo constantly changing. If you are aware of a status quo and you recognize your status quo, Code Yellow is safe. Code Yellow becomes your new normal. It is okay to keep your head on a pivot. It is okay to look over your shoulder every now and again, but we cannot simply live our lives worrying about if something is going to happen or when it's going to happen. We just need to be ready to react when it does. Which brings me to my next one. Code Red. We all associate the color red with an emergency or imminent danger or a situation that is very high or very intense or very dangerous. The color red represents passion or urgency or importance. Code Red represents an imminent threat or an active threat situation. Code Red means Code Orange has already came and gone and it is time to react. Code Red means the threat has been clearly identified. It is either time to escape or engage. Code red means you better know your exits or know your limits. Code red means it's the best time to either evacuate if you're with multiple loved ones, unless the evacuation option is not an option. Everybody's heard of the concept of the fight or flight principle. Code red is when that decision needs to be made. Code yellow is where we learn and train. Code orange is where we begin to react. Code red is where we react. Code red is where your hand is on your concealed carry weapon. Your hands are ready to engage target or targets. Code red is where you transition between targets if you have multiple assailants heading in your direction. Code red is where you plant two to the chest and one to the head to eliminate that threat. Code red is where you learn to fight. Code red is where you flip over that table and you return rounds if you're engaged in a firefight. Code red is where you dock behind that bar and you return fire if you're being fired upon. If you have the opportunity to flight, to run, to escape, to evade, and that is a viable solution, you do so. But if you have no other option, you engage that enemy as a code red. You are ready for this situation. If you have lived most of your life and you have trained and you have prepared your mind in a code yellow situation, code orange lets you know something is about to go down. Code red is letting you know it is game time. It is on. Code red means shit has hit the fan and it is time to fight or flight. I challenge you today to study these colors. Study your situations on each and everything that you do, where you go, who you associate yourself with. Watch their behavior. Watch their reactions. See how they participate in everyday activities compared to how you participate in everyday activities. Ask random questions about, hey, what was that person wearing that served our drinks? Or what was that meal we had 3 days ago at that restaurant that you said you liked so well? They may not be able to remember the meal or what a person was wearing, but they're going to ask you, did you remember? And chances are, if you live your life in code yellow, you're going to remember certain aspects of each and every day. You're going to remember how you sat facing an exit to see when or if somebody came in that was going to cause you a bad day. You're going to remember where you sat and how you reacted. You're going to remember that crying kid in the corner because he dropped his chicken nuggets and his parents were frustrated. You're going to remember that person that came through the door and held the door for a U.S. veteran who fought in World War II, and then they ended up buying their meal. You're going to remember certain things because you live your life in code yellow. These colors will save your life one day, and it is pertinent and essential to our survival each and every day that we do not live our lives in a code white, completely fucking oblivious to the surroundings in which we live. Most of our society is being brainwashed and trained and, quite frankly, just given in to a code white society, turning a blind eye, ducking our heads in the sand just because you don't want to deal with a problem. You don't want to deal with a situation. You don't want to deal with the status quo. So you turn your head and you duck in the sand thinking the problem will go away. But when the rubber meets the road and when the shit hits the fan, either you're going to fight or you're going to flight. I challenge you today, be a code yellow. Be ready for code orange. And fight when code red hits the fan. I thank you for your time. I thank you for your attention. This has been Swordfish with another episode of the Swordfish Survival Podcast, where we talk about how to prepare for everyday situations. And it may not be something that is truly survival based, where you're going to be living and rubbing two sticks together out in the wilderness. But it could be a simple situation that can get you one step ahead of an individual in this thing we call life. See you in the next episode.